Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my soul be always acceptable in thy sight, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. How many times have you been in a meeting hoping for this to happen? Someone has taken your idea or some other idea that was not theirs. They have told the boss what a great idea this is that they have had. They have put themselves out as the genius in the room. And please someone tell everyone what happened here. Please someone. And it never happens. And I'm disappointed. But here it happened. Jesus saw the people sitting around trying to figure out who has the best seat, placing themselves in the best seat to show everyone else how good they are. And Jesus is sitting there finishing his meal and saying, you know, it's not cool to tell everyone else how great you are. It's not cool to put yourself in that seat yourself. It would be way cooler if you let the host tell everyone for you. And so I'm sure the Pharisees were chastised, given their depiction in the New Testament. And so I sat there and I thought about humility, about putting others before yourself, and how hard that is for us, how we wish we could do it more, but how we sometimes want to promote ourselves, especially when we're working in corporate America or in different capitalist corporations. Universities are slightly different still. But in all of these things, we fight for status, knowing that no one else is there to elevate us above themselves. We want people to know that we are good at something. We want people to be assured that we have talents. We want to make sure that no one forgets us in the great calling. And we see that in this passage. Because I struggled with this passage for a little while. Jesus' message here is not give other people your place because it is the right thing to do. It is not give other people their place and let them be elevated. No, Jesus' message to the Pharisees here is give this person your place, friend, give this person your place so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher, and then you'll be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. Jesus says, if you want glory, take the lowest seat. This is the reason you should do this, that if you seek glory, you will be repaid by putting others in front of you. And it's an interesting message, I think. It is not what we always think about with Jesus. He is consistently saying, be remembered at the end time, do not seek earthly rewards. And that message comes through here. But it still is a little odd for him to say, do this good thing so that you may be honored. And I thought some more about that passage. And I thought some more about motivations. And I started thinking about fear. Because what we have here is a bunch of people who are scared. All the Pharisees in that room are going out of their way to show that they are the best, partly out of arrogance, but partly out of the fear that they will be left behind. Not left behind in the Tim LaHaye sense, but left behind of the goings-on, left behind when the cool things are happening, left behind when people get in a room to make decisions. They want to be sure they don't get left behind, and so they're trying to show everyone else how important they are. They're trying to show everyone else how they are the honored guests, and of course we cannot have anything happen without us. They are trying to show everyone else that they should not be left out because they are too important. And how many of us have felt this way? How many of us have reached out and said, but don't forget me? Because we're afraid we'll be left out of the conversation. We'll be afraid that we are left out of the money. And not left out of the money in the big money way, but what if layoffs happen and my boss doesn't know who I am? Or even worse, the vice president doesn't know who I am? Because it was funny, when I worked in software, I saw a lot of people do what the Pharisees are doing. I saw a lot of people try to put themselves at the head of the table. And you know what? Universally, it was people who were afraid they were going to get laid off, and frequently for good reason. That they were people so unsure of themselves, so unsure of their skills, so unable to listen to other people and understand what was going on, that they needed to ingratiate themselves with others instead of taking the time out and saying, hey, how does this work? Hey, can I help you with this thing that you are doing? Hey, can I learn from you? And that fear overcomes us, and we can't see the world in front of us because we need to protect what we have. We need to protect where we have gotten. We need to not be left behind. We need to get tenure. We need to be promoted. We need to keep our jobs. We need to get the A's. We need to do all these things. The goals are in front of us. Our worries are real. Our fears are real. And behind it all is the fear, but what if I do all these things Jesus says, and I'm left behind anyway? What if I'm not good enough? What if I never get the recognition that I deserve, the recognition that I need, and I'm left out in the cold? Because Jesus has done a good job here of putting us in two different positions. The first position is being a guest at the table, of knowing what it feels like when someone else tries to take the seat of honor, knows what it's like when someone else who does not deserve it claims the glory at the table, know what it feels like when we can be there and witness them doing that as we are in the lowlier seats. We have what it feels like to be a guest at this table, passed over for glory, passed over by the host for recognition, passed over. And Jesus says in the next sentence, in the next paragraph, oh, but hosts, be careful who you invite. And this is the beautiful part of this passage, because the first part is all about being a spectator, about taking the power of a guest to show someone else that they might be elevated and the hope that you will be raised up. This passage about being a host is the power we have to conquer fear. Because Jesus points out, why do we invite important people to dinner? Why do we take the boss golfing? Why do we ask the impressive professor to our house for the barbecue? We do it in the hopes of being repaid because we are afraid of being left behind. We must make these powerful friends. We must make these powerful allies because we are afraid of losing what we have. And Jesus says here, yes, but you are the host sometimes. But you are the host sometimes. Who do you pick to go with you? Do you pick the people who you think are not afraid? Or do you look out around you in your own fear and say, I bet other people are afraid too. I bet other people are afraid of being left behind. I bet other people do not get to be a part of the conversation very often. I bet other people are suffering as I'm afraid I will someday suffer. Maybe they need a game of golf. Maybe they need to be present at a barbecue. Maybe they need to be invited out to dinner. Maybe they need a helping hand. Maybe they need the benefit of conversation. And maybe they need someone coming by and saying, I see how afraid you are. Let me tell you something. You're a loved child of God, and I would like to share in your presence. Because this is the power we have every day. It may not be a dinner party. It may not be a golf game. It may not even be a meeting at work. But our power every day is to make the choice in love and not in fear. Recognizing the fear inside of us, we can recognize the fear inside of other people. By showing them love, we can conquer fear. You know how I know that? Jesus just told me. Here, everywhere in the Gospels, Jesus tells us love conquers fear, because if you can show someone else love, if you can show someone else the love of God, the love of neighbor, then you will feel it too. By giving, you receive. By offering something that cannot be repaid. It is repaid immediately in the love that you feel and the confidence that you feel that we are all loved children of God. And if I show love to someone else today, maybe someone else will show love to me sometime later. Maybe I will feel the all-embracing love of Jesus Christ and be able to help one another, help other people as they would help me. Maybe I don't need to be afraid of being lifted up because Jesus already has. So as you think about Pharisees, as you think about people in those meetings who are so afraid that they needed to elevate themselves above others, I tell you, think about love. Respond not as I so frequently have done, with the hope that someone will cut them down, as Jesus has in this message. Respond instead by looking to your left and looking to your right and saying, if we don't stop this soon, every one of us will be that person we don't want to be. So you, friend, I don't know you. You can't ever pay me back. Why don't you come with me wherever I'm going today? Show a hand. Serve someone you don't know a meal fit for a king. Amen.